This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to part two of commercials.
All right, Ben, let's turn over to you.
All right, well, let's talk about just the different kinds of categories of commercials. There are certain commercials that there was quite a few that we would see, you know. And I want to ask you guys, what were some of the ones that jumped out at you? Like, for instance, fast food. There's so many commercials for fast food ones. Now, do you guys have any that stand out to you or any thoughts on the fast food commercials? Dave?
Yeah, as a kid, I loved the McDonald's and the different mascots, different characters and stuff. For some reason, plus I just love McDonald's. So it was an all-around win for me. Yeah.
I get irrationally angry that when I get French fries, they're not filled up like they were in the commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but like I can see the back of the fry box. Like, I'm going to need you to fill them up like you do like in the actual commercial.
Yeah, it always That's bugged right. me that they look so much better, you know, in the commercials.
Oh, yeah.
And, I, you know, it just didn't seem real, you know, that like you get the thing and it actually looks like the real one makes it look like it's rubber. But, you know, like the commercial was probably made of rubber, you know.
Yeah. <It's backwards>.
That's the difference between me and Ben. Mine was more literally about being fat and wanting the same quantity they show in the commercial than,
yeah.
than how it looks. But, yeah. Okay. Yep.
Justin, did you have a fast food, babe?
I was thinking of saying McDonald's were big, and I loved, like, yeah, the Hamburglar and Grimace and all those. But I remember I was thinking about a little bit later when they, like, Michael Jordan did a bunch of McDonald's one. Like, there's one particularly with him and Larry Bird playing yep. horse, and yes. they're, you know, and it escalates to where they're shooting outside of the gym, across the freeway, through the window, off the scoreboard, nothing but net. And that I just thought yeah.
that was McDonald's. I thought that was from Lay's, like a Lay's potato chip commercial.
I think the bet was McDonald's to, and that's why. But
you're probably right. You're probably right.
I could be wrong, but yeah.
Well, how about, you're never wrong. You're always right.
That's right.
Well, how about toys? I feel like, you know, for me, the thing that jumped out at me with toys was anything they could show, like shooting missiles, was something yes. I wanted.
Yes.
And then you actually get the toy and it like shoots like 2 centimeters. It doesn't really shoot very good oftentimes. But, yeah. but man, when they would show, you know, oh man, it has like this multiple missile launcher thing, you know, or the water guns that, you know, it could shoot forever and you. It just made you covet it so much.
Oh, yeah. And the sound effects they have in the commercials are so realistic. And then when you hear it, like, coming out of that crappy, like, toy speaker, it's like, oh, this is the worst. But, yeah, this is an opportunity to shout out for our toys episode, 80s toys. That was a great, fun time, too. So definitely go back to that.
Mine was, like, if it was from a movie, like a toy from a movie. But even as a kid, like an adult movie, like Rambo. I saw like the fake little plastic knife and the, you know, the yeah. rubber knife and the little chain that he had, the little
dog tags.
And then he had the dog tags and everything like that, or like a Terminator 2 toy. Like that was what got me in the commercials.
Heck yeah.
Do you guys, this is a toy. Do you guys remember the game Crossfire. It was like you shot the little like BBs Crossfire. Out. Yeah, and the commercial for that was, it made it seem amazing. It's like this stadium with thousands of people, and the guys like come in on these hoverboards, and they're just like Crossfire shooting the thing, and it's like flames all over, and you're like, man, that's great. And then I remember my friend got that game, and we played, and it was like super boring. We're just like shooting our these little BBs rolling across. That was a real disappointment for me.
False advertising there.
Yeah.
Oh man, I love Crossfire commercial for sure. You got caught up in the Crossfire.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, that makes me think though, like the alternative of that is there were quite a lot of toy commercials that weren't very hyped up. I mean, like they would just show some kids legit holding them on a table and wiggling them around, you know, like these action figures or something like that. And you're like, really? It doesn't make you say that. But come on. Like, I guess that's all you would do with it, I guess, you know, just like that's make fair. Them bang them into each other kind of thing.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. I remember like RV cars were one of those that they like oversold for sure too. Like they could go anywhere. And
oh yeah.
Those are awesome.
I remember growing up, look, I'm old. So, you know, I pay attention to things a lot more than when I was a kid, but like for some reason, all those commercials as a kid that were like for, you know, old people medicines that started listing out all of the side effects. I'm like, why would y'all take those? Like, what's wrong with you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. This helps headaches. Could cause headaches.
Yeah. And they'll be like super fast, like got the micro machine guy listing off all the possible side effects.
Yeah. I was like, hope they don't hear you.
Yeah, just go through all fast.
Did you guys ever watch like those infomercials, like the, what was the set it and forget it thing, the Ronco set it and forget it, but like those types of infomercials to where they were on, it wasn't just a commercial, it was like a 30-minute spot where they were pushing the product and showing you over and over and over what you could do with their thing. You guys ever see those?
Oh yeah, I think the big one, one of the big ones for me, I think because of my age at the time, was the Foreman grill. I remember they were playing that one quite a bit, and I wanted it, and it was pretty awesome. Everyone remembers the ShamWow, right? That one's a huge one.
Oh, yeah, ShamWow.
What was that?
ShamWow, the, like, towel that could, like, wipe up anything or
whatever. Oh, yes. I thought it was amazing how they could spend, like, a half an hour describing how it wipes up stuff. Like, we got it already.
Yeah. We get it, yeah.
Yeah, the Ronco ones. That guy showed up like once every 6 months with a new product. You know, the Ron Popeil pasta maker. I can't believe looking back that I would watch some of these because I wasn't going to order any of this ever. Right. I think about how mad I get at my kids when they're like scrolling on Instagram or something. And I look back like, what? I spent how many times watching that stupid infomercial? Yeah. That was probably a bigger waste of my time.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to know the stats when I die. Like how much time was wasted watching infomercials.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I remember once my ex-wife, she ordered the, what's that bullet one?
The magic bullet. Yeah.
Magic bullet. Yes. Oh my gosh. And this was when it first came out. I saw it, and this is what made me think, because I was walking through Walmart today, and I saw it for like $30. I was furious, because I remember she bought it. It was like two payments of like $99 back when it first came out.
Oh, man.
And I was like, what is – I had no clue she bought it, no clue she even saw a commercial for it, didn't know what it was, didn't know what it did. I was furious. Furious. And I saw
and
it
for like $30. It's all cheap.
My word.
Yeah.
Like, you can make smoothies. I was like, what?
It brings to mind one of my favorite little parts from The Simpsons where Homer's watching Troy McClure, you know, and Dr. Nick, and Troy McClure's like, are you tired of making orange juice the hard way? And he's like squeezing an like orange on his eyeball. Do you remember this? And Homer's like trying, he's like, huh? Yeah, like he's making orange juice by like shoving an orange against his eye. Anyways, all right.
Products you could only imagine before. The SS Microwave.
Ah, my crepes are done.
The Doggy Doorman.
Good evening, Rex.
And Mobileer, the
chandelier for your car. All on. I can't believe they invented it.
Hello, everybody. I'm Troy McClure, star of such films as P is for Psycho and The President's Neck is Missing. But now I'm here to tell you about a remarkable new invention. Until now, this was the only way to get juice from an orange.
You mean there's a better way?
But that's all changed, thanks to the juice loosener. Let's meet the inventor, Dr. Nick Riviera.
Hello, Troy. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Bill Hartman. Yeah. R.I.P.
Yeah, man, he was good.
Sometimes the funny things are the local commercials that are like not very well made, you know? Like, I think the two things that stand out to me was one was like local car sales or something like that. You know, like, come down, we're having a special sale for President's Day or something like that. You were going to have sliced the prices this much or whatever. And then the other one, and I think it was a local one for us living in New Jersey at least, was Crazy Eddie, where the prices are insane, you know?
Yes.
Prices. Yeah.
And I don't know if that was around everywhere else, but I remember he would talk fast. He just sounded like a used car salesman, you know, and was always like so intense.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh my gosh.
Prices are insane. Did you ever hear of Crazy Eddie, Justin?
Never.
Oh, never. Wow.
Yeah, he was a New York guy, and he had a chain of electronic stores, and they ended up getting into New Jersey. That's where me, John, and Ben are from. And he was called Crazy Eddie, and he was legit. Like, well, and I found out that that guy that did the commercial wasn't the actual like Crazy Eddie or whatever. He was just like an actor, but he did a good job of being like crazy. It was pretty funny.
I don't really pay attention anymore to the Super Bowl commercials, especially because usually they're leaked before the Super Bowl. Or you can always find a compilation of them afterwards, you know, the day after or whatever, and who was the best one. One of my favorite ones, though, that has always stood out to me is the one where the kid's in, like, this little town, and he goes up to the Coke machine and gets a couple Cokes, but he uses them to stand on. Like, he puts them on the ground, and then he uses them to step onto.
Yeah.
So they buy another one, and he ends up, like, in the Pepsi was at the top of the thing, so... He buys a couple of Cokes to stand on just so he can get the Pepsi. I thought that was freaking clever.
Yeah.
Very clever.
Yeah. I remember there was a bunch of funny Doritos ones. I mean, Ben brought that up in the beginning, and I definitely the Super Bowl commercials are, the granddaddy of commercials.
Yeah. Well, on the Super Bowl, I have this memory. I think this is like my first Super Bowl I watched where they did the halftime show was 3D. Or something like that. And there was the first ever 3D commercial, which was, I think it was a Diet Coke commercial or something. And I'd never seen 3D in my life. So I was super excited. I think you had to get the glasses from your grocery store or something. And I remember watching the commercial and the halftime show, and glasses just didn't work at all. So it was the first and not my last time being really disappointed with 3D.
Yes,
those red and blue glasses were pretty lame usually.
Yeah,
and I feel like back in the day, cause I know Dave, we went and saw some of the red and the blue glasses and the little paper glasses, and we've seen our fair share of those. I thought those were way better than what the TV ever did, because just the depth wasn't there, and it had to have the TV, and it had to be broadcasting through the 3D kind of whatever. It just wasn't great.
I feel like I remember that Super Bowl, though, Justin. How old would you guess you were, give or take?
I was probably like 9 or 10,
I guess. Yeah, I feel like I remember that. Like, oh, you got to get the glasses and then you can watch. Yeah, that's hilarious.
I think we didn't have enough in my house either. So, like, we had to keep sharing them between siblings, and it was like a fight. And, but,
You can wear the blue side. I'll wear the red side.
Right.
Kathy, my wife, was telling me that when she was in high school, she was in a business club, and they would watch Super Bowl commercials to, like, learn from the marketing and stuff. I thought that was kind of funny, and, like, totally sound like an excuse for the teacher to be like, let's watch some funny Super Bowl commercials. Something like I would do, I feel like.
Right.
Some learning you get from this, I think. But
Dave's teaching his 6-year-old Sunday school class. He's showing him Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, kids, gather around. There's something about the gospel in this Doritos commercial.
Tell me what it is.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about some of the taglines that we grew up with. I know you guys know some of these, and some of these, you know, they might be like a little bit older, obviously, but I'm going to go through them, and y'all just blurt out where it's from, okay? All right, let's start with where's the beef? What's that from?
Wendy's. You brought it up, man. You had it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Time to make the donuts.
Dunkin'. Those were some of my favorites, man. I love those. Time to make the donuts, guy.
What does he say? The wedding singer?
Yeah. You used to think the time to make the donuts guy is sexy. Something like that.
Yeah. That's what's funny. Okay. All right. I've fallen and I can't get up.
What was that thing called? Life Alert or something like that?
That's what I was going to say. Life Alert.
Yeah. So just a super quick, in sixth grade, we had to make a movie for our math class. It was the dumbest, weirdest thing, but I remember using that line in the movie to be funny. Like one of my friends fell through this portal and he was like this close up on him with his braces and he's like, I've fallen and I can't get it. Anyway, so it's a good memory of mine. All right.
I'm loving it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Yeah, McDonald's.
Mickey D's.
Okay, this next one might be a quiz for Justin or anybody. Do you guys remember how the long, like, Big Mac ingredients thing goes?
I do.
Nice.
Of course you do.
Of course you do.
It's two all-beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Nice.
Okay, milk. It does a body good.
Oh, man. Those are
classic.
That
was a very successful campaign.
It was.
Right.
And was it the same that just like always had the like milk mustache too?
I can't remember. And I think that turned into Got Milk.
Got Milk.
Got Milk. That's what it was. Yep. Nice. Just for milk, man.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Yes. Rice-a-roni. That's awesome. Do you remember the beef? There was the milk one, but the beef one. Do you remember that or no?
What was the beef one?
It's like beef. It's what's for dinner. And it was like the.
Yes. Actually, my son is in orchestra and we went to a concert like a month ago and they played that song. And I leaned over to my wife and I said, beef, it's what's for dinner. She was like, grow up and listen to the music. And so she didn't appreciate it.
That's hilarious. She never takes you to concerts again.
Yeah.
Beef, it's what's for dinner. Awesome.
I totally missed that one. All right. Fill in the blank on this one because it's obviously what the product tagline was for. But pardon me, would you have any?
Grey Poupon. Yes. I knew that more from Wayne's World, the actual commercial. But yes, so good.
Yep. Remember, if it doesn't say micro machines, it's not the real thing.
Nice.
Was the mic say it like 10 times faster, dude?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I can't do that. Was that guy really talking that fast? Or was that just...
Yes.
You know, I'm pretty sure it was legit, dude. Yeah.
It was.
They had him on like David Letterman and stuff like that doing it, too.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. That's crazy skill. Weird. He likes it? Hey, Mikey. What was that?
Life cereal. I always thought it was the kid... that was eating was Mikey, but it wasn't, was it? He was calling out to another kid, right?
Yes. So the two kids didn't want to try it. And then they're like, yeah, I think it was Mikey that gave it to you. Like, they're like, hey, Mikey. That's what he says actually after. I always thought in my memory, it's one of those things where you remember it backwards. But when I listened to it, they always said, hey, Mikey, at the end.
Oh.
Like, hey, you like it. But in my brain, I always remembered it as like, hey, Mikey, he likes it.
Yeah, that's like one of those.
The Mandela effect.
Yeah, it's like the Mandela effect on that commercial. Because I always thought it was, hey, Mikey, he likes it too. That's crazy.
This one's a little more obscure for a tagline. So tell me if you got this one. The best things come to those who wait.
Yeah.
Heinz ketchup.
Yeah, that's what it is. I don't know if I would have remembered.
I don't remember it being maybe I think it was maybe one commercial, but the reason I remember it is because the commercial, he like puts the ketchup bottle up on top of a roof.
Right.
And he goes down and orders a hot dog.
Yeah.
And they're like, do you want any ketchup for this? He said, no, I got it coming. And then he holds out his hot dog and the ketchup falls on it.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
What kind of crazy premise is that? Why go to all that trouble?
It's like, I think it's like the show that's not runny. It's like a thick, hearty ketchup or something. Yeah.
I think that was more than one commercial, though. There was one where they go to like a baseball game or something like that, and they open it and pass it sideways, like down the line, and then it like is perfect timing to go in the hot dog. So I think that was like their thing. It was like, it's really slow. So you'll like it because it's slow.
Yeah, I never would have guessed that, though. Like,
And nowadays, everybody wants the squeeze bottles because they don't want it to be like sticky.
Right.
I don't want to have to slap a glass bottle on the side of where it says 44 to freaking get my ketchup. But
yeah.
We have a break.
So it's not like necessarily a tagline necessarily, but whenever we have stuffing, it's like one of our kids is like, stovetop stuffing. Because I showed them the commercials where they're like, the kid would invite their friend over for dinner and they'd be like, well, what are they having for dinner? You know, stovetop stuffing. And they get excited. And
they get so excited.
And then like the other mom would call and be like, when are you coming home for dinner? You know, well, what are we having? Stovetop stuffing. So they'd like eat at both houses or something like that.
Yeah. Like me on a Sunday at the Tamander's house.
That's right, baby. Double lunch.
Double lunch, baby.
I remember that, too, that it was so funny how excited these kids were for stuffing. Celery and onion, herbs and spices. So excited. It's awesome.
All right, so how about commercials in movies and shows and product placement stuff? Can you guys think of any examples of that stick out in your mind?
Yeah, my absolute favorite by far is Wayne's World. Yeah, he's got the Reebok. He opens up the box of Pizza Hut. Yeah, the favorite, though, was the new print. Like new little, yellow. Different. It's like in black and white and everything. Yeah. Like,
and then yellow.
I love it, man. So good.
Play it for me, David. Play it.
I will.
The fact is, he's the sponsor. And you signed a contract guaranteeing him certain concessions, one of them being a spot on the show. Well, that's where I see things just a little differently. Contract or no, I will not bow to any sponsor.
Pizza Hut smile.
Got it.
Sorry, you feel that way, but basically it's the nature of the beast. Maybe I'm wrong on this one, but for me, the beast doesn't include selling out.
Crunch the Garth? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Stacked out on Reebok.
It's like people only do things because they get paid. And that's just really sad.
He looks like a race car driver.
I can't talk about it anymore. It's giving me a headache.
Here, take two of these.
Nuprin. Little. Yellow. Different.
Look, you can stay here in the big leagues and play by the rules, awesome. Or you can go back to the farm club in Aurora. It's your choice.
Yes, and it's the choice of a new generation.
Good, dude. I love how he's got the hat and the Reebok bandana as well.
Yeah, so good. Both.
I wonder how much it cost them just for that scene of jokes, because that's like seven brands right there that are probably not cheap.
Yeah, mega brands, exactly. Yeah. It's so funny. Worth it.
Yep.
And Rob Lowe has not aged like at all. It's ridiculous.
That's right. Weird.
Any others, guys?
Yeah, I mean, the Italian Job definitely got the Mini Cooper brand going. I mean, that was the whole basis of their, like, the whole movie.
Yeah.
The Italian Job.
Yep.
And then, was it Matrix? They had the Nokia phone?
Yep. And the sunglasses, I think, was a big thing too, right? His Ray-Bans, or I think they were.
Yeah, for sure.
The Ray-Bans.
You know, the oldest one I could think of, it was Popeye always selling, every episode, selling spinach. You know?
That's true. That's true, man.
That might be the first one.
Yeah. Didn't work on me, but... That's awesome.
My dad still eats nasty spinach to this day.
Oh, man, we did growing up, and it did help a little that Popeye ate it.
Was it? But you have, like my dad has like the nasty frozen brick
Yeah, the frozen brick, and we would like have vinegar or something. I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah, like I could do spinach leaves, but no, man. Like in the salad,
spinach in the salad is good. Yeah, for sure.
Because I can't taste it. But okay, let me throw you guys for a little loop. I want to play one, and I want you to tell me if you know what this one is. Okay.
Okay.
This is from a movie or a show, and I need you to tell me the show that it's in.
Okay.
Right after this word from Kitty Crispies. Well, I went to my cat the other day and asked him what he'd like to eat.
He said, "Think of that junk you're feeding me. How about a brand new treat?"
He said, "I'm sick of that junk you're feeding me.
How about a treat?"
So I went to the supermarket to find that special blend.
He said, "Buy me those Kitty Crispies, man, and I'll be your best friend."
I remember.
"Buy me those Kitty Crispies, man, and I'll be your best friend."
Do you guys remember?
I don't remember it.
I'm pretty sure.
Love Christmas now, and all we do is sing this song.
All right, you're really good, Jess. I'm shocked that you don't know that one, to be honest.
Okay, so this is, I'm pretty sure, Uncle Jesse and Uncle Joey selling Kitty Krispies on Full House.
It is, yes, sir.
Do you not remember that, Justin, now that I say it?
I don't, but you know, I don't recognize the last two seasons of Full House.
They're not part of the canon.
as soon as Uncle Jesse and Uncle Joey get jobs as ad executives, it just wasn't believable anymore.
I think I'm kind of with you there.
Don't disrespect J&J Creative Services.
That's hilarious, man. All right. That's awesome. For me, I mean, Back to the Future had a bunch of things like Pepsi and Nike for sure. I remember I loved that. I loved all the Back to the Future, so that was big. But yeah, any others?
Yeah, I think the Reese's Pieces in E.T., I don't know this for sure, but I remember something like it was supposed to be M&M's in the original script, but then Reese's Pieces like paid a bunch. Do you guys know about that story? I don't know, but they're kind of iconic in that movie. It's a big part.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, every time I watch that movie, I want Reese's Pieces, and I don't eat those very often.
That might be the reason I love Reese's Pieces, like for real. It was probably because of that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one, it says originally it was going to be M&M's. Yeah. M&M's initially refused permission, leading to huge sales boost for Hershey's Reese's Pieces.
Idiots.
Oh, man.
So even worse, the M&M's turned it down.
Turned it down.
And wow.
And if I remember right, they had a lot of commercials for Reese's Pieces that had E.T. in it as well. So it was sort of like cross-pollinating, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
The commercials for the Reese's were also a commercial for E.T.
The cross-branding, you're right. Yep.
Even the Atari crappy ET game like involved Reese's Pieces.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh man, crazy. All right. Now another quick big thing for commercials are the mascots. I mentioned it earlier on with the Hamburglar and Grimace and Ronald from McDonald's. I mean, they had the fries and the nuggets, and there were a lot of different characters in that. But any commercial mascots that stand up for you guys, John?
I think one for me, definitely, you know, if we're going to say, you know, art imitates life, we'll go with the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah.
Do the, somebody do, who can do it the best? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that was good.
I had a coworker that did it really good, and he did the whole, like, nothing says loving like whatever it is, and he could do it super good. And he was, like, kind of shorter, and I'm not going to say, like, pudgy, but he was a little chunky, just a little bit.
It was pudgy, it's fine.
So he was like very reminiscent of the Doughboy, but he wasn't pale and white. He was actually a black guy, but it was pretty funny.
And then growing up, the other one for me that I just eventually just got super annoying, but it was the Energizer Bunny.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Going and going and going and going and going and going.
Yeah, that's true.
Like even their commercials just kept going and going. It was so, oh, man.
Yeah.
Do you Benji? Remember when they first did that, like it, then it would go like another fake commercial and it would be like, this is an allergy commercial or something. And then all of a sudden the bunny would like come
storming
crashing
through.
In.
I forgot about that. Yeah. That's actually pretty clever, you know, to have like a fake out commercial. Yeah. I forgot about that. What about you, Ben? Any mascots you remember?
You know, there are so many like breakfast cereal ones, man.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And another thing that I remember was like Mr. Clean.
Oh
was
yeah.
Always a
Mr. Clean. Always, Mr. Clean.
Funny. Like it's like a person, but he's like a mascot too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And the Green Giant for the what was it? I guess peas or something.
The Jolly Green Giant.
Yeah, beans and peas. I think vegetables, basically, or something, huh?
Yeah. Canned vegetables.
Mr. Clean was jacked.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, he was.
It seemed like every single cereal had a different mascot, man.
Yeah, which is another call out to a previous episode. Watch our 80s cartoons episode because we talk about cereals and mascots in that one.
Yeah. What about you, Dave? What stood out to you as far as mascots?
You know, I, for some reason, it popped in my head. Do you guys remember? I think it was in the 90s. They had this time where they had the Duracell batteries, but they were like people, but they looked like plastic toy type. And they'd have like the Legos? Battery in their back or whatever. Does this sound familiar at all?
Yes. I remember
they
that.
Looked like rubber or plastic or whatever. And that was just, it was really weird. But
yeah, super
it was its
creepy.
Own thing. Yeah,
creepy. It was like a creepy thing because they were like, I don't even know. I think they were wearing some kind of full body mask or something. Yeah. But it was unsettling. That's
it was
what
like
I was
shiny.
Saying.
Yeah, unsettling is a good word for it for sure. And then one that like it was all about the mascot were the California Raisins. What they did for raisins, I mean, they should have got a Nobel Peace Prize. I think it was a big thing.
Yeah, but, they never convinced me once in my life to eat a raisin because raisins are filthy, dirty little things.
You like raisins.
Yeah, but the California raisins are unquestionably cool.
Yes, they were. Yeah, the California raisins were cool for sure.
Well, didn't Domino's have an evil little guy? What was his name?
Yeah, the Noid. Avoid the Noid.
Avoid the Noid. Yes.
Yeah, they even did like a video game of that.
Yes, I played that.
Yeah, it was a Noid video game. I don't remember like what you had to do. Do you remember, Justin?
I have like two in my mind because I also remember like a 7-Up spot.
That's right. The spot
video
was
game.
A game too. Yes. Yes.
I think that one was basically just like a Connect Four knockoff, but the Noid one was like I don't know, some kind of they were really basic, like I don't know, tic-tac-toe or something, basically, but just capitalize on the success of something and put a cheap video game out.
Yeah. That's funny.
So just real quickly, I kind of wanted to just talk about current commercials because I think the dynamic is totally different today than when we were kids. Like, to me, my kids have grown up in a world where they don't have to watch any commercials. They just skip through everything, or they were watching Netflix or Disney Plus or one of these services where you don't have to watch commercials. In fact, we switched to the cheaper version of Disney Plus like not that long ago to where we had commercials, and it was like the worst thing we've ever done to our kids. They were so confused about what do you mean? We just have to sit and watch these commercials. And I tried to explain to him, like, yeah, this is what it was like when I was a kid. We just had to sit there and watch these. And because of that, I think we have these memories like we do, some of them that we love, some of them that we hate, but we remember them and have that sort of instinct of what they are. But the other thing that I was thinking about that was super funny, at least in my house, was you would use that time, you know, you'd have like 2 minutes to like either run to go to the bathroom or get a snack. And you'd be like, do I have time to, you know, really quick throw this thing in the microwave? And you'd be hustling. And then you'd hear like your sibling yell from downstairs, it's back on. And it's like a mad dash back to get there. Because, you know, you can't rewind it or anything. You have to get there and watch it. If you miss it, you don't get to see it until it's on a rerun. But
that's
how our anxiety was created as kids.
Yeah,
exactly. But I just think it's different now from when we were kids. But I guess maybe there's still commercials now. But what do you guys think about from current commercials or ads that you see now?
So for me, I remember like before this whole phenomenon of no ads, paying for no ads happened. I remember my sister, she used to tape, I can't remember, some talk show or whatever. Maybe it was Ellen or something like that. But she used to tape it on VHS. And I don't know if it was the VCR that had a program built in so that when a commercial came on TV, it just fast-forwarded all the way until the show came back on. Whoa. So, like, skip the commercials for you.
Wow.
It was on a tape.
That's, like, the earliest version of, like, TiVo or something.
Yeah, huh? Right, dang. Right. And because I know that was sometime around 97 or 98, something like that, because that's when we had first moved here.
Pretty sure that was just a dream, John.
Oh, okay, cool.
Just kidding. No, it's awesome.
I will tell you right now, I will 1,000%, I don't even care if it's out of my budget, I will always pay for no ads. I can't stand ads. Like, I got, and if I'm going to binge, I'm going to binge just straight through. I don't need ads going through my stuff. So, yes, I do pay more. It's funny you said this, the Disney, because I just got that on Black Friday. I got the Hulu and Disney. It was like $4.99 with ads or $14.99 a month with no ads. So I did the no ads, but everything I have, all my streaming services have no ads on them. I can't, nice. I can't take it.
That's can't just it. Yeah, I have noticed that my eyes like stare at the when I can skip like button. You right. know what I mean? Like I don't even know what the commercial is because I'm like, when can I skip? When can I skip?
Oh, yeah.
And my kids will yell at me if it like comes up and says skip and I haven't skipped it yet because I got the remote. Like they're like, skip, Dad, skip. Like,
what so, are you doing?
Definitely Bye. Different. And do you guys know this about YouTube? If you like, if it has multiple commercials and it says next, that if you click next, the next ad will be shorter than if you stayed on with the current things you're on. So that's a little hack. You're welcome. Save you like 7 seconds of ads.
For me, it's funny because like I don't know if any of y'all have Sling TV, but on Sling TV they got this little thing where you can play like just a bunch of games. Like they got your Tetris version, your solitaire, and all that. But they have like a Wordle game you can play. Mm. And my sister and I, we play it. But like every just randomly, it throws a commercial in there in their 30 seconds. I finally figured out that if I go back to the home screen for Sling real quick and then go right back into the little game, that it skips the commercial completely.
Oh, nice.
That's how much I did not even want to see an ad in a game we were trying to play. Like, I finally figured out how to hack that. So, like, even in a stupid little game that cost me nothing to play.
That's like, our family, we just, like, we'll hit the mute button and go into the other room, get our popcorn and stuff.
There you go. Mute it. Yeah.
But then we're, like, yelling at each other, turn the sound back on when the show's starting and stuff.
Yeah.
I like that. You're not selling me any of your crap.
Yeah, I don't want to even hear it.
We funny. Did this thing. I can't remember what it was, what streaming service we did not pay for, you know, when we had to do the commercials. I can't remember now, but
yeah.
But whenever we'd go on to the commercials, we'd mute it, and then we'd have members of our family make up a commercial for it. And like, you know, our little girl, like five-year-old, would just be making up weird, funny lyrics or whatever.
That's awesome. We
wouldn't even know what it's a commercial for, you know?
Yeah.
That's cute and hilarious, man. Yeah, it reminds me of watching the Spanish channel back before I knew Spanish and like trying to make up what they're saying. That's funny.
Right.
Papi, ¿hablas español?
El Snickers satisfies.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love the way that you said Snickers. That's the correct pronunciation in Spanish.
Yep. Snickers. Yep.
Sprite.
Sprite. Great. Do you guys have any commercials that you see now that stick out to you?
I will tell you, ones that get stuck in my head because of their jingle nowadays.
Yeah.
I got two. One is the O'Reilly's Auto Parts.
Yep. Yeah. Auto Parts. Yep. For sure.
And then the Liberty, Liberty, Liberty for Liberty yep. Mutual. Yeah. All the time. So.
Heck yeah. And my kids, I have to bring it up because my kids told me about it, but I've seen it in so many like meme videos or whatever, but the Jet 2 Holiday, I guess, that commercial that they like use the audio in like everything, it seems like. I don't know if you guys have heard that, but kind of annoying for sure.
I know what you're talking about, and I don't know why that even started happening. I don't know what Jet 2 Holiday is. I still couldn't tell you, But like on TikTok, they were doing that all the time too. Like it would just be like a video I'm trying to watch, like for real. Like I want to see the actual video. It's like, welcome to your Jet 2 holiday. Like I still can't.
50 pounds per person. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like.
Anyways.
Super annoying.
Yeah. All right, let's turn it over to Ben for the psychology portion of the episode.
All right, well, we talked about how these jingles can sometimes get stuck in our head, and I wanted to talk about, like, the psychology. They actually have done studies on what are the factors that make people remember or help people to forget about maybe an earworm or, you know, a song that just gets stuck in your head and you can't get rid of it, you know? And one of the things they... Yeah, it's a Russian psychologist that studied this. A Zygarnik effect is when we remember things that we didn't finish. It first came up when a psychologist was noticing that waiters and waitresses would remember the orders that hadn't been brought out to the customers yet. But then once they brought it out to the customer, it would just like go totally out of their mind. They wouldn't remember what they had. You know what I mean? And the theory is that that same kind of thing can happen with our brain with songs. Like we get a song like half stuck in our head. We can't remember the end of it. So it goes over and over and over again in our brain as we're trying to remember the rest of it. And so if that happens to you here, we've done little clips of Justin sang little portions of the song. You know, if it gets stuck in your head, there's a strategy you do is first just find the name of the song or identify what commercial it's from. Just even knowing where it's from sometimes can help you. You know, it's like when you're watching a movie and you can't remember that actor's name.
Yeah.
And it suddenly takes you out of the movie and that's all you're thinking about.
Yeah.
Sometimes just knowing what the song is or what it's from will start to help. Then find a complete version of it and actually listen to it fully without distractions. Because if you're, again, if you're like partially distracted while you're listening to it, it's more likely, you know, you'll hear part of it, but not quite, and you'll start getting it stuck in your head. And then after you've listened to it fully without distractions, then once the song's finished, engage the brain. So, like, do a Sudoku or something, or if you're in the car, start doing the math of, like, how long it's going to take you to get to your destination based on how many miles are left and stuff like that, you know. You engage your brain in such a way that it kind of forces you to get that song out of your head because you're focused on something else. And then if you want, like, you can listen to another song and get something else to replace that thought in your head, because that happens to all of us, man. We have times where four nights in a row, you know, we wake up in the morning and that stupid song is stuck in our heads, you know. And that turns, like, a commercial or, you know, a song or other things from something that you might love to something that's really like driving you crazy. And so learning how to deal with that is actually something that can be really helpful.
So what you're saying is I either keep it stuck on my head or do math.
I know what John's going to go with. Between the two options.
It doesn't have to be math. It could be something that you're passionate about, something that you want to think about deeply. And that's the same kind of thing. Like, you know, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you're thinking about something that you have to do the next day, maybe you have a handful of things you have to do, then just take a moment, write it down. You get a little flashlight out, have a little thing on the side of your bed, you know, to write down, like a notepad or something. Write it down, and then your brain can, like, forget about it now. Like, you're done. You've done what you can about it. Now you can let it go. Yeah. When you're worried that you might forget it or that you have a list of things and you're thinking, I can't remember if there's one more thing, that's when our mind starts racing and going over it again and again and again and again.
That is awesome. I love that, and I appreciate. I didn't recognize or realize that, like, sometimes that's why it sticks in our head is because we just, like, can't remember all of it. And our brain, like, wants to complete. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
so, a lot of those ones we did in our list were like, oh, yeah, I remember the key part, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know what Zygarnik effect has been my whole life, but that's freaking pretty dang cool, man.
I'll say, and this might come as a shock to you guys, but I actually struggle with this a lot. My brain is always has songs going in it, and I've actually looked into this. I don't remember hearing this guy's name, but the counterintuitive part of actually listening to the song that is stuck in your head, that does really work for me because it's usually one small part of it that kind of
just like a broken record's playing in my brain. If I go listen to the whole thing, start to finish, that then it's like flushed out of my system. So I will back up Ben's expert psychology brain on this. This works if you do it.
That's awesome. I kind of wish Ben hadn't given like other ways that you could like engage your brain, and if it just stayed with math, because I think John would just be singing Juicy Fruit for the rest of his life. Like, I ain't not doing math. Like, I don't even care. It's so funny though.
Juicy Fruit's going to move me for the rest of my life.
It's going to move you. Yeah, for sure. That's awesome.
Do math when I have a GPS. Come on.
Do math when I have a GPS. Come on.
I get it, though. No, that's cool, man. Like, sorry, man. I didn't mean to cut you off, David, but like...
No, you're good.
Ben always brings it with the good stuff, dude. Like, I wish I knew this like years ago, man.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yep, that's awesome. All right. Well, thanks, guys. I saved my pink Mentos for the end of the show. Definitely a great episode. Thank you so much again, Justin, for being our super special guest expert. I wish we could pay you, you know, but... this cost... You know, I get to the end of the episode to let you know that there's no paycheck again. I'm sorry.
If commercials for this episode bring in enough money,
yeah,
we'll buy you a Goonies t-shirt.
There you go. Perfect. Or a Mentos, maybe, or something.
Yeah, but this invoice you sent us for this amount, that's not going to cut it right now. But,
yeah, it's not going to happen. I'm really sorry. I'm glad you stayed for the full episode, though. But thank you so much. It's so good to catch up with you again and see you and hear your melodious voice and test your amazing memory. You're awesome. So thanks, Justin.
Thanks. Absolutely.
Awesome, man.
Yeah. And thanks everyone for listening. Thanks to Ben and John, as always, my bro host and our in-house special guest expert. For those of you at home, please rate, subscribe, share with your friends. Go forth and embrace your inner fat, dumb, and happy, and we'll catch you on the flip side. Oh, bye, guys.
Yeah. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Get your steel shined up, grab a stick of Juicy Fruit. The taste is gonna move ya. Take a sniff, pull it out. The taste is gonna move ya when you pop it in your mouth. Juicy Fruit is gonna move ya. It juices soft, it gets right to ya. Juicy Fruit, the taste is gonna move ya.